I'm now walking in the corridor of a 5,000-year-old home in a 5,000-year-old town. I've just rounded the corner, and I'm in the home, stepping over the hearth place.
So the settlement of Sarrazm, as I mentioned, was built more than 5,500 years ago by a group of migrants from Russia who had chosen this place.
That's my guide, a Craigie Tajik history professor named Hamrokul Mirzoev.
This was a very good place, and the land is very fertile here. They can grow 2-3 crops here if they use the land wisely and if they irrigate land.
The fields around us are now growing tobacco. Kids on donkeys ride past with barely a glance at excavation pits that reveal a glimpse of how life was once lived here. This settlement covered about 250 acres, the biggest of its time in Central Asia. And yet, it was forgotten until 1976, when a local farmer named Aishirali Tylinov saw something glint in the sun.
We are Angelia.
Tylinov lives just a short walk from the excavation site. He's now 88 years old, with a long, white, wispy beard, clouded eyes, and a semi-toothless grin. He sits on a wooden platform covered with colorful blankets under the shade of apricot trees, and he's delighted to tell us his story.
He asks me to translate correctly because he knows everything, and he tells only the truth, and he can answer for his words.
Tylinov recounts how he was coming home from morning prayers one day and saw something shining on a pile of sand near a construction site. He came closer and saw it was an axe like none he'd seen before. He alerted a famous Russian archaeologist who was working a few miles away.
I have found three bronze hammers. I have found a statue of a woman. And I have found 13 daggers made of bronze. One of them was engraved by an Indian master. Girl, a very beautiful girl, was portrayed there. I have found and gave to the archaeologists.
Tylinov pauses for a moment and sighs. He reflects on how this area has seen civilizations rise and fall, like the great Silk Road traders, the Sogdians, who lived here for 1,500 years. But war and conquest wiped them out, and who remembers them now, he says.
The wind blows here from all parts of the world, from Afghanistan, from the east, from the west, and the winds of wars also have come here and destroyed, damaged everything, and eliminated the living people's inhabitant place.
Tylinov also has other, more personal concerns.
He's complaining about of his oldness, and also he's complaining that the rulers of the country don't value his service, and he's wounded, his hand and his leg is wounded, and he's got a medal during the war.
That's World War II he's talking about. Tylinov says he and his two brothers fought for the Soviets in the Ukraine, but only he came back alive. He complains that the state has given cars to other war heroes, and he was not only wounded in the war, he discovered the country's most ancient settlement. And still, no car. It's just not right, he says. But it seems to make him feel better at least having someone to listen. Eventually, we get up to leave. Tylinov spreads his hands, closes his eyes, and chants a prayer for our safe travels. The history teacher, Mirzoev, spreads his hands to receive the blessing and then brings them to his face as though washing his face in the words. We start to walk away through the apricot and mulberry groves back to the tobacco fields where ancient Sarrazin once thrived. Just before we're out of sight, we hear a call from the courtyard. See if you can talk to someone about that car. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Sarrazin, Tajikistan.